This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
That's right, 2:38 on the sweet spot. It is Friday. Hardline and Why Today Doesn't Suck just around the corner. And congratulations to our good friend, the fourth muser in Fox 4 Zone, Mike Ducey, for winning the big e-brake this morning. 7:55 on the musers, but there's plenty left on the cutting room floor, so let's throw it to Monty for the best of the rest.
Thank you, Sean. We had even more on the cutting room floor, but we only have so much time, and we have six candidates to get through here today, and then we will vote. We will start with candidate number one. This is the morning muser producer Jacob Dedamore.
Right.
But this was not on the musers. He, along with Zach Barnett, was filling in for Elf on Sunday because Elf made the trek out to Oxnard.
He's not right. Doing a show out there?
He is this Sunday, but last Sunday he didn't.
Killer gets there to wake up early on a Sunday.
Yeah, and I was talking to him about it the other day, and he looked really pumped to get up at like 3 a.m. And EA's going to have to get up early, too. Remember that e-break?
Oh.
When EA thought he had
to
get here early.
The show at 5.
He thought he had to get here extra early. Anyway, oh, Deddy filling in for Elf. And Deddy is trying to set up the segment and just goes into screensaver mode.
And then at 8:35, we'll get back into a little college football as we're going to do our own version of Elf's Elite Eight as all the media days are wrapping themselves up here, and practices for college football are going to be getting started here in about a week or two as fall camps will get started around the country. But right here, time to dive into a little bit of... Let's see here.
Go on.
Totally forgot what we were doing. Cowboys huddle here, as I'm an idiot. Hi, how you doing? Training camp starts this week out in Oxnard for the Dallas Cowboys. And there's a lot of... It's the Cowboys, so there's always a lot of hype going on. I just pulled a Corby. It's so funny how I just completely blanked.
A lot of unwarranted hype.
He got back on track and then circled back there and be like, yeah, by the way, I screwed up there. Did you hear that?
That'd be a good segment name. Let's get into... Let's dive into...
There's time to...
There's a lot of drops there.
Dive into... A little bit of, let's see here. I totally forgot what we were doing.
Yeah, new fall staple.
Knowing Deddy, that was probably the last time he talked about it, too.
Yeah. No.
Didn't bring it up again.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, yeah. Hey, hi. That's a great one.
That's the one that jumped out to me.
17,000 ladies have heard that at the bar.
Ladies, how you doing?
Hi,
Deddy here.
How you doing?
Hi, how you doing?
Covered their drink. All right. There is Jacob Dedamore as candidate number one here on the NIT break. Candidate number two, speaking of Deddy, he was out the past couple of days on the musers, taking his place, one Dylan Reed.
Mm.
And anytime you have Dylan filling in, it's a wild ride. Whether he's on the board.
He got better on the board.
It's Nelson Cruz.
Like a day or two.
Only had one way to go.
It's true.
But
Cowboys defense.
Progress.
Is known for having a very large head.
That's right. And as he's taking on Deddy's responsibilities, that includes giving Gordon stories and also birthdays for Muse and the News. We're going to combine his basically entire bit during Muse and the News, starting with midway through the segment, he had to bring Gordon an updated list of birthdays. And it stopped them down because he was ducking down, thinking that wouldn't distract them. And it made them stop down to talk about him ducking. But then he gets a birthday wrong by about 15 years.
Okay, pause for a moment. We're not on TV.
Why was Dylan ducking?
That's very strange.
Dylan is producing this morning.
Out of the way. Had to bring in a new list of birthdays to me.
And I'm sorry.
And he came in here all ducked down like he was doing a military operation to deliver the birthdays. We're on radio. It's fine. You can just walk in. That was funny.
All right. All right. All right.
Kate Bush, the singer, 68. Lawrence Fishburne is 49.
He's got an Oscar. He's only 49?
He played Neo in The Matrix. Is that true? What was Keanu's character's name?
No, Lawrence Fishburne Noonie. Is 65 today.
It says 49.
Yeah, there's no way he's 49. Okay. He's 65. He was born in 1961.
What was Keanu's character in The Matrix?
Lawrence Fishburne was Morpheus. Keanu was Neo.
Oh, my gosh. All right, anyway. This just says,
some other stuff.
This just says Lawrence Fishburne, who played Neo in The Matrix series, is 49.
So he got the age wrong and the character wrong.
So
Lawrence
he,
Fishburne.
So Lawrence Fishburne would have been born in 1977.
Yeah.
So he'd be 21 years old in The Matrix?
Nine.
I'm learning that we have found the one individual who struggles the most at just using the effing internet.
So is he writing these birthdays? Like, he searches them and then writes them on a Word doc or something? Because you can just...
You can copy and paste.
Yeah.
It's real easy, yeah. Man.
I know you know this.
Because I know he also had Terry Crews... But he
spelled
wrote
wrong.
It C-R-U-Z, like Nelson Cruz.
Yeah.
Terry okay, Cruz it's and
Nelson
Alito.
Cruz.
And if he was like 86 years old, all right, maybe.
Yeah.
But he's, I don't know, 30, having a hard time with the internet. Also, I always find this odd, too, just when Daddy will give Gordon birthdays and stuff, he doesn't vet them at all. Like, he'll just read out.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever's in front of him, very Ron Burgundy style. Like during Suck, you know, Ham will put together a big list of things, but I'll kind of look it over to make sure nothing looks odd.
A little quality control.
Yeah. Gordon just reads it.
Eliminate half the drummers.
The way, yeah, if you get rid of the Batman writers and the drummers. But I do try to get some of it right. Anyway, Dylan is candidate number two.
Unbelievable.
Up next here, we have a double turkey from the T-Box. I think we'll put this on Rick Arnett because Craig Rosengarten wants to stop them down to deliver a note, but Rick sounds like a really beaten parent and just swats him back out to half court.
So if you look back, so what the big consternation was Bryson and pulled two quotes.
Do you want to, since we're at 8:20?
No, we don't have, no. Trust me.
God.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
Put my ass in my place. Jesus. Okay.
Well, we...
I mean, it could have been a nicer way to say it. Say, yo. Go ahead.
Let's play Rory first.
Oh, gosh.
No. Like, you... No. No.
It's
stop.
Like the kids in the back of the station yeah. wagon that want to yeah. stop by the carnival.
He's putting his
nope.
hand down.
That's like, nope.
No.
Jesus.
We have places to be.
To be so mean. So that is on Rick. This one, of course, will be on Craig Rosengarten, who apparently has some kind of medical problem, and he's trying to explain what's going on and potential procedures. And at first, it sounds like he has an idea of what he's talking about. Luckily, he has Eli Jordan there to be the immediate fact checker, and he calls out, yeah, he was wrong.
There's really only two ways to get it fixed. One would be called the Love procedure, which is very invasive. And the other is now...
I'm assuming that's named after a physician of some kind?
No.
Or is it an acronym?
It's an LUV. It stands for something.
Gotcha.
And then you have the other one that is being advertised on the ticket because it is a successful deal. It's an aqua ablation. And if you have issues, I believe it does well. But I was resistant because you do have to have a catheter in for about 10 days. And I've never had a catheter in my life before.
They ain't fun.
And I know Rick has for another issue, and I don't ever want to have one if I can't have one. So just my personal thing.
Are you sure that's called the Love procedure?
Yes.
It says here the Love procedure's for hemorrhoids.
Prostate, hemorrhoids.
Whatever.
Just get them both.
Somebody will correct. I'm sure somebody will correct me.
Yeah, it's me.
Well, maybe it's L-O-V-E. I don't know.
Maybe you got the wrong procedure.
So my doctor So my doctor, this my physical, like, I said, what's wrong? He says, you're in perfect health, except, you know, you got an enlarged prostate.
He goes, very Greg Rosengarten there at the end. Well, what's grong?
It's grong.
Grong.
And, yeah, apparently this he's having a prostate procedure, and the one he talked about was for hemorrhoids.
Oh. So, well, maybe Preparation H. Raymond could give him a
deep up in there.
And that was in the middle of a leaderboard update.
Right. They were previewing the 2027 Masters. Oh, man. With the curb theme underneath it while they're talking about his medical problems.
Unbelievable.
I love when Eli is there to call him out. Gilbert. All right. Candidate number five here is one Dave Lane, who sounds like he got hit with the heroin needle as we were beginning Why Today Doesn't Suck. Today is Wednesday, July 29th, the 210th day of 2026, 155 days are left in the year. It's National Lasagna Day.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Hey. I just had lasagna the other day.
What?
All right, Tony.
You want to call your lawyer?
I just had lasagna, Grandma and Grandpa.
To the gore.
Levels out here all day.
No wonder they're not voting for your child. Dad, the drunk.
I just had lasagna the other day.
It starts out fine, but then once he gets to lasagna the other day.
I just had lasagna the other day.
It's like his tongue like got hit by Novocaine or something lasagna right in the middle. Oh, it's making me
very
laugh.
T-box.
I'm Layla, a missing Baylor player intern's interest in federal interest. That's on the ticket ticker.
I just had lasagna the other day.
That same meal that got Layla got Dave there.
It's like Davey's.
She's doing better, though.
Davey's telling a story about food in an opium den.
All right, so there's Dave sitting there with a bunch of old Chinese guys at the opium den. And candidate number six here, speaking of why today doesn't suck, this was yesterday. This is a big old mess as the hard line is on remote. We are trying to connect with them. We think that they can't hear us. They're having a fight about the Wi-Fi password, and it's just chaos. Would one of you guys like to host this? I'd like to go watch the Impractical Jokers Shark Week show that's on right now.
Interested?
What was it called?
They just put myrrh in a tank.
Is he just messing with sharks?
It's the Impractical Jokers Shark Week Spectacular.
How is it? That's too long.
They're going to put myrrh into a cage.
Zeppelin salads and bread?
No.
What is happening?
I have no idea. I'll say
there's
hello.
A lot going on.
So we can bring him on. The hard line. Bob, Corby, Dave.
You're broadcast moron. Password.
Salads and bread.
No! Stop saying it.
You're on the air.
Can y'all hear us?
Boomer.
It's too long.
Give
us your social security number.
They're about to call Corby an awful name, I can tell.
Can they not hear us?
Hello?
I don't think so.
Corby has just given away the location of the Rebel base.
checking.
Hello,
Wi-Fi. I'm not giving away. I mean, uh-oh.
Well, why do you think they have a password?
What is
someone's
happening?
On the Wi-Fi now. What are we going to do?
Someone's going to try to download sandwiches, and you just gave it away.
They're going to hack into the mainframe.
They are. Oh, hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
It's good to hear from you.
Can y'all hear us?
Yeah, we hear you. Yes. We're having our own internet fight.
We like our conversation better.
Okay.
We're just talking about the Impractical Jokers. I figured.
No, that was intriguing. You're right. I should be more open
Bob's
to that.
The only one that cares about that.
So then finding out they can hear us thing. The whole time
like this.
Did hurt a little
just
more.
Talk about the Wi-Fi password instead of the Impractical Joker Shark Week special.
We're literally like yelling, hello, can you hear us? And they're just like, nope, Wi-Fi password fight. So we're going to put that on Corby, I guess, since he started the Wi-Fi password debate out there. And now we will vote. Is it candidate number one, which is Deddy on screensaver mode? Is it Dylan Reed being Dylan Reed? Is it Rick Arnett shutting down Craig Rosengarten? Is it Rosengarten and his love procedure? Lasagna Dave or Corby and the Wi-Fi password? Sean, get us started.
All right, brother. I'm going to vote.
All right.
For Deddy.
Ham.
I know you know this guy.
Lando.
Head Wound Dave.
Okay. Spread around. Mino.
I will vote for... Let's get into... Hi, how you doing?
Okay. I think I would also vote for Dylan. So, Lando, you voted Dave, right?
Yes, sir.
So, is it Deddy or Dylan? You got to break the tie.
I know you know this guy.
All right. Dylan Reed wins this week's NIT break. He has now won five. He's tied with George.
Okay. Good little run.
It's Nelson Cruz.
Not Nelson Cruz. Congratulations, right. Dylan.